Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours a day. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to say hi to everybody watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv with the document cam, the guest cam, the computer feed cam. Thank you for joining us. We have someone who worked with the individual who died mysteriously last week, Riyad Ahmad. And it turns out George Butler, an Austinite since birth, even knows some of the teachers at the school where he was a teacher. He was bound, gagged, clearly drowned, the evidence clearly murdered. But the police are saying that, oh, no, I have the press release, it's very normal to have someone bound when they kill themselves. So we're going to be talking to that gentleman coming up in about 30 minutes. We've got a guest who works with him coming on the show. George Butler, though, we were getting into just one of their mind control programs and what they really believe going back almost 100 years ago. Please continue, George.
Well, we were talking about the Frankfurt School there and this the authoritarian personality type. But it is a mind wash system that conveys into us certain ideas, and then those ideas are manipulated and changed and reformed and massaged within our minds. We take up this collection of ideas, which I call streams of light, and that forms our worldview. Having a worldview is a way to control us. And so we're actually become obsessed with extreme worldviews in some cases, and then we fight each other from the left and the right.
Which is, again, a control paradigm.
Yes, exactly. So it's hard to see because we're caught up in the field, in the system of thought that we cannot see. So it's hard for us to see what we're being addicted to and the ideas that we become compulsively addicted
to. It's hard to conceptualize it because it's not visual.
Yes, and it's hard. The only way you can try to do it is try to stand outside your mind and look back at your thoughts as they're flowing through your mind on a real-time basis.
You got to get outside the box and analyze it.
Yes, and objectively, and that's hard to do. So another self, and I always call it the real self, has to try to nurture itself back to health. It's been wounded from childhood.
See, that's an interesting way you describe it. I instinctively had this thought when I was 3 years old. I'm on the back porch playing. It's a sunny day. The sprinkler's spraying. It's like a rainbow. It's beautiful. And I had this understanding that the world was not me, that I was on an island. No man is an island. And that I had imaginary games and imaginary friends and played make-believe. And I realized that make-believe wasn't real at that time and that there was a whole world outside of me and that I was a tiny island. I think most people don't consciously think about death because they seem to see the stream of human society, civilization, and almost think like that is theirs. No, that is the species. And just to extrapolate these ideas that I have, realizing that literally the world is what is outside of me, not what is in me. It is the opposite of what the New Agers teach and everybody else. And so then you are truly alive when you do realize that there's the rest of the world and that you are interconnected to it. But they have, most adults I see all have their own little costumes, whatever clique they're part of, whatever group they're part of, and they all play to that. And they're all in little imaginary worlds about what position they're in. That's why we're into uniforms, signets, class, all of these things. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a study that came out of the Stanford Research Institute in the 70s, early 70s, and it was entitled Changing Images of Man. They went back over 250,000 years to the present and started doing an assessment of the images of man during those eras. And what they're trying to do in today's world is they're trying to take us back to a very subjective view, just exactly what you said a few moments ago. And in that subjective view, they can control that through the outside media. But you will give up an objective view of the outside world and take on these inner notions, but without proof.
And that's why they have these games that hundreds of millions play, where it's imaginary worlds.
It's virtual. Yes, it's like a virtual prison that they're building, that we're building for ourselves.
It's an insertion into the matrix.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Alan.
George, stay there. We're going to be right back with George Butler. Continue discussing this, break down a lot of it. And then we're going to interview a gentleman who knows the Palestinian man who we believe was murdered right here in Austin, Texas, and thrown in the river. But part of their brainwashing, they tell us it's a lake. He was thrown in the Colorado River, now known as Lady Bird Imperium.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eric, Sam, Bill, Chris, I'll take those four calls. That's all we have time for before our next guest joins us, dealing with what we believe to be the murder of Mr. Hamidi. Before we get back into the psychological warfare operations, we're going to have you back in a lot, George. I like your info and your perspective. You'll be guest host in the next month or so if you'll do it. But you've been saying a lot about this gentleman who the evidence shows was killed. I mean, the APD immediately puts out this propaganda that he killed himself. Oh, he was loosely bound. This is just kind of like when they killed Gary Webb, shot him twice in the head. Or Fahmy Malik with Arkansas. Your comments on it.
Yeah, it says here, this is the actual quotation out there. When the body was removed from the lake, tape was found around the eyes, and the hands and legs were loosely bound. The bindings of his hands and legs and placement of the tape were consistent with Hamad having done this to himself. So they were floating the idea on the 16th, Wednesday on the 16th at 2 p.m. of suicide. And there's no way that you can get suicide out of this this statement in any way.
Yeah, they say it right there in the police statement. There's just no end to these people. And it's the same M.O. And I read the paper Friday on air, and it said that his family said he had been upset about the FBI coming and grabbing all the school books he mailed to Palestine and spying on him and detaining him. And then they spun that to mean, oh, he did commit suicide. It was the same thing with Gary Webb. You know, he had seen people in his house climbing out the back window. Then he moved. He said he was getting threatened. We had his friends on that said that. And then they shot him and blew his jaw off, shot him in the back of the head, the guy that exposed the CIA drug dealing, Pulitzer Prize winner. He had a new book coming out proving everything he'd said, vindicating him. And they had a hit out on him and went and killed him like so many others. And the police said, oh, I'll never forget, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head, George.
Yeah, some of the language in this communique from the APD said something like this. Information was provided to the missing persons unit by persons close to Hamad. This is what suspects, persons close to Hamad, who are they? Tell us who they are, okay? That he had been experiencing suicidal thoughts. Then later on in the next paragraph, they talk about this loosely bound and put and float this thing about.
But then 2 days later, when the statesman talked to the family, they just said, no, he'd been upset. We need to talk to the family.
Yes, this was.
They will threaten families and get the family to go along. Go ahead.
Yeah, these are very, very.
It's like Bobby Kennedy's son won't talk about his dad's murder, even though it's now admitted.
Yeah, they floated this just to get the idea out to the public that, yeah, he committed suicide. There's no evidence there that exists. That he did.
Now, you talked to teachers that knew him.
Yes. A friend of mine came and sat down with me soon after this, on about Thursday sometime, and I think it was after they had disclosed to the teachers that Hamad had died. And the kids were all upset at the school, Clint's Ball School, middle school, and also the teachers were mad as hell because this man was very well loved by many of the teachers in the Austin Independent School District. They knew him and had worked with him for several years, and they admired this man.
By the way, the special guest we've got, are we calling him from our end or the network end? Has that been fleshed out? We better find out. That guest is on in about 15 minutes. So let's find out if we're going to call from here in Austin or the network is going to call. All right, let's shift gears back into what you were covering, then we'll recap this and have the guest on in about 20 minutes.
Okay, we were picking up on the overall scheme of things is a system, and they use systems of thought that they impregnate us with, and then those things are manipulated from media and upsetting very things like this GM food and the avian flu epidemics. They continue to keep us upset, and in that upsetness, then they can change our views, and we begin to reach different conclusions and different ideas and different worldviews, and that's how they're manipulating and forming us into something that they want that is way, way from our real self. It's a false self that's actually being fed by these false, and they're not totally false. There is truth on some of these ideas.
I call it a spell. They're mesmerized with a false map made for the mind where it's like play along. And then that's what all the terror drills and martial law drills and randomly pulling you over because there's terrorists. I mean, it's all about the illusion, and the drills are all about feeding into the hysteria.
Some of the universities in England and Great Britain are dedicated to cognitive dissonance and cognitive psychology, I should say. And on the West Coast, later on, after Lewin had come in and started establishing his work and his career, the West Coast began to be a cauldron of exactly what you're saying, a subjectivism, an occultism. Aldous Huxley comes over and starts building ISIS cults on the West Coast. And it's all of these things to take us away from being able to discern and establish truth.
And they're all cold-blooded rationalists, but they destroy the old religious orders and bring in new ones to control us.
Yes, they believe in nothing but themselves as being Olympian gods, you could say. They describe themselves as Olympians among some of the closer circles, the upper circles.
And they're the Great White Brotherhood, and they on Mount Olympus, and they argue that, well, they're in control, that means they deserve to be in control. Well, I argue they're a cancer. Just because a cancer kills the host doesn't mean it's elite. It means it's malfunctioning.
Yes, I think Eustace Mullins used the word parasites, I think, in some of his writings, and they're sucking the blood out of us and the very livelihood through interest and other things.
But not just our money. They're sucking. Madison Avenue, at a basic level, admits they want to make you feel inadequate, to then sell women $100 cream packages that cost $5 to make. It's all to make you feel inadequate. Oh, like you're not safe, give up your freedoms, or you're not pretty, you got to have plastic surgery. Meanwhile, they're missing out on what life's really all about: exploration, exploring, love, passion, creativity.
Yeah, at one time, that's a very important point, Alex, is that they behavioral psychology school, the School of Behavioral Psychology, came out of Chicago and Johns Hopkins. And then it moved very quickly to Madison Avenue to put together some of the largest advertising agencies in the world. They used to want to just modify our behavior, but what they've done now is they reinvented and put into us identities that we don't really want if we knew what those identities really would spell.
But see, I see what identities are. I see that they're like a suit of clothes.
Yes, yes.
And I see other people. It's just like when you see a four-year-old playing with an imaginary character. I see adults, and I just instinctively learned this, not reading their own documents. I later did. Most people are playland.
Yes.
Playing the big radio executive that runs a network, a Patriot network. They are playing, the beautiful woman, the seductress. They are, and that's what police always talk about, our role. Roles, government roles. And that's why they're so into drills. And they don't realize that they're literally under mind control.
Yes, they are. There's a story that Judith Barr says about the emperor with no clothes. Well, there's a little kid down there that accompanied his parents to watching the emperor parade down the street with no clothes. Well, he says to his parents, Mommy, Daddy, the emperor has no clothes. They said, shut up, kid. When they got back home, they ignored it totally, meaning that from inception, from our birth, we're seated in some of the stuff that our parents are subjected to also. They have not escaped out of it, but they don't know any better by sitting
Into us. Even if you don't watch television, the mass programming has a feedback loop.
Yes, yes.
And that interacting with others, we have to pick it up.
Yeah, and it's a synergy. I call it social synergy. And this social synergy becomes all overpowering. One influence alone by itself would not maybe make us do a certain action.
Thousands of brands
of
propaganda.
Yes.
A buffet of lies.
And those collectively together overpower us and control us.
It's a potion.
Yes.
It's
a sorcery. Potion.
And
that's what it is.
And again, they don't
exactly
believe in the bubbly. Those are analogies for us to subconsciously understand. A pinch of this, a pinch of
that. Yes, yes. It's a witch's brew. It's witchcraft. It's sorcery. It's a mind control. It's a mind.
That's what sorcery was.
Yes. Yeah, it's an alchemism of alchemy of the spirit. But they want to give us the spirit that they want us to have, to take us away from our real self. And concoct and make a virtual false self.
Well, that's because we're petty and weak and corrupt and groveling. Then we are so insecure and so afraid we can't ever stand up and get above it. At the heights of goodness and just feel the crisp, power of it all. Instead of being down on this level, they love isolating us in that, because when we do break out of that, it totally defeats them.
Yes, if we continue to hate one another, and even hate these people, we'll never get out of it. We have to forgive, and through that forgiveness, we awaken, and we can stand outside and look objectively
at our
state.
But what I do, George, subconsciously, is, I never did it on purpose, is that I use anger, which short circuits people they've programmed enough, because they've used anger, to let them wake up, kind of like a blip in the TV screen, so they're angry, so for a minute they see reality, so then they can get out of it.
Yes.
I'm not mad when I'm not on air. I get mad when I have to focus on this fully.
Yes, you have such an insight, and it can be to an extent that you get frustrated at times because you want so badly to tell people what's really going on.
I want to show them.
Yes, yes, but people are people, and they're not like a light bulb you turn on and off, and it takes a long time to work for them to awaken. They're under this influence that's synergistically, addictively, compulsively binding them to a false self that they little see. They don't see it.
George, what is the establishment going to do as their sorcery? I mean, it literally is a spell.
It is a spell. Yes, it is.
We're mesmerized.
Yes.
I mean, the TV screen.
Yes, yes, it does.
What are they going to do as that spell evaporates, which is now happening?
Yes, you're on the forefront of helping that occur, it depends. The world is communicating to a greater extent than it ever has. Individuals worldwide are communicating through the internet, and this has been a godsend type of technology. And in doing that, what I always say is that as the communication level increases, then truth is more easily discernible. With keeping us not isolated from one another.
For example, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, YouTube wasn't big or other ones. We wouldn't see that We Are Change Ireland video of the Member of Parliament assaulting them, and then the Times of London would have gotten away with a lie.
Yes, exactly. They could hide behind the curtain, the veil. But now it's harder to do that.
And if more of you will take your daggers and slice holes in the veil, more sunlight's going to come in.
Yes, God's light will reach us.
Pull out those daggers.
All right. Well, I've got that on me.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're back live. George Butler is our guest. Hey, George, fire out your website for folks that don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. It would be thesecrettruth.com, and that's a GCN production, Genesis Communications Network. So it's thesecrettruth.com.
That's a great great website name, thesecrettruth.com. Links at GCNlive.com. George, continuing, we've got a guest rapidly accelerating towards us. I want to keep you on during that. But continuing with the different control modes they have, we were talking during the break about how they try to also balkanize patriot groups or divide and conquer any resistance, trying to make people obsess on one group or another, when in their own documents they talk about how they try to dominate every major group and even play those off against each other, starting with left-right.
Yes, I think this Denver thing is very dangerous. I think you had a show earlier last week on Denver.
Yeah, the Recreate 68 has subgroups that are calling for attacking police, and now they've come out and said we're white supremacists using classic cop attack.
Yes.
Again, that signature is federal, but we already know they're tied in with it.
Yeah, we saw that during the Vietnam protest era and the peace movement also. They went in and infiltrated these peace groups and these, and then totally agent provocateured.
Radicalized them.
The Weathermen. Oh, by the way, Clinton did pardon some weathermen.
But that's okay. Yeah.
And Obama did bring that up against her, so I thought that was pretty good hit on the Clintons. So they're not what they appear to be, but no one is. It's a mirage. It's a delusion. It's an illusion that's presented to us.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking during a break about how, you know, I realize there's evil people in control of every major group, and I haven't been pigeonholed because we want to have a wide appeal to get everybody to fight the policies of the New World Order instead of making it about a particular racial group or subgroup, because then they can pigeonhole us there. And that's also in their own battle plans to keep us from doing that. They want to make us pick a group to attack to limit our effect.
Yes, you're exactly right. What they've done also, they pitted the Hispanic Americans or the Mexican Americans against the other people in this country. But what we need to do is we need to wake up on both sides of the border and say, hey, we have our leaders to fear on both sides of the border and them alone. That's our leaders.
At the same time, the threats they create are so real you have to respond, which then feeds into the paradigm. All I'm saying is, let's be honest, the Mexicans have been taught in Mexico that this belongs to them and that gringos are bad and need to die. And my whole point is that I'm not trying to balkanize them when I talk about it. Let's just be honest about what's, I mean, just like police. I'm not against the average cop, but I'm against them being trained for martial law and violating our rights.
Yes, exactly. But they do marshal and control those people through hate. And that's the way they keep everyone separate.
Absolutely. Continue.
We just need to wake up to these mechanisms, that then these techniques of continuing to nurture and put forward these very hate-filled ideas about one another, whether it's the Hispanics against the gringos or whatever, or the blacks against the whites and so forth. They've got us totally, you know what I mean, at each other's throats. And it's working because human nature is susceptible to that.
That's what they said over 100 years ago. They went to the British Crown and others and said, look, we have sciences of the mind in Germany and in England, the main places it came from, and two competing schools that merged. This is all documented, and they said, I've had historians and educators and Department of Education policy heads on to talk about it. And they said, we can scientifically craft this and have a dictatorship of the elite that never ends. And we're 100 years into this, and now they're getting it ready for the mass extermination.
Yes, there's a group in England at Sussex, University of Sussex, that's called the COGS Group. And if you go into there, I recommend you go into there, into that website at Sussex, and start drilling down into that site and seeing the white papers that group is putting out. And I can't even explain and tell you what some of those, the titles of some of those papers mean. They're deeply into mind research and sociology and so forth, and it's really mind-boggling what they're doing
there. Universities aren't even for teaching people. They take your money, your savings, to send your kids to school, and then literally 90% of UT is weapons research, mind control research, or it's for buying corporations, biggest university in the world here in Austin, 50-plus billion in their liquid cream fund, increasing the taxes. Taxes pay for it. No more free tuition. And you go to the psychology department, and of course they got them all over the world, their facilities, and it's all, I was allowed to see the declassified stuff by somebody that works there, who runs all their computers, and it was all mind control. They didn't even deny it was how to flicker the TV to control us, how to get women sexually excited with TV to sell them products. I mean, it's all they do 24/7.
What I did a while back in my own studies was I took and looked at the isms, and I started substituting the word systems of thought. But so there's political systems of thought and so forth, and there's psychological systems of thought and so forth. And these are all used to compartmentalize us and to manage us.
We're going to have this guest for about 10, 15 minutes, but then we're going to come back to you, George. Stay there. I want you to question the guest as well. We really appreciate coming on the other side of this quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is the new fourth hour of the show. We really appreciate all of you for tuning in and joining us today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Back live. I'm Alex Jones. I have fellow Austinite George Butler in studio, syndicated talk show host on the weekend here on the network, thehiddentruth.com. And we have a guest, Phil Laradee, and we really appreciate Phil coming on with us. He is a PhD human rights activist for peace and justice in Palestine. He is the treasurer of the organization that Raed was part of. He last Tuesday came up missing and then was found late last week in the Colorado River. a section of it known as Lady Bird Lake here in Austin, Texas. And so he's obviously one of the closest people we can get to this case and who talked to this man, who people are very upset who know him here in Austin. George knows some of the teachers at the school. He was loved. George, we didn't make that point clear. You have friends that are teachers, and they say he was just loved at the school.
He was well respected and loved by the students and the faculty.
Yes. And he mailed books to Palestinian children.
Yes, he was doing charity work and trying to help those people that were in need over there.
Okay, well, people want to just get to the bottom of this. We're trying. Dr. Paul Lardy, thank you for coming on the air with us, sir.
My pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You've got the floor. Everybody we're talking to thinks this is suspicious. It stinks to high heaven. Can you tell us what you first heard? The police first said they thought it was suspicious, then they said it wasn't. He was bound. I mean, tell us what you know and what you think. And I was talking to you during the break when we first got you on. You said that the whole thing is suspicious, the way he was treated, the way it was handled. He went on Democracy Now! About the harassment. Dr. David Kelly told friends they're going to, quote, kill me if I don't shut up. And then he was killed, and the evidence shows he was murdered, but they said it was a suicide in England. I mean, there's so many cases of this. Or is it a suicide where he would stage his own death to make it look like he was murdered? I mean, that's hard to believe. You've got the floor. Tell us what you think really happened.
Well, I probably will put to rest some ideas of conspiracy, but maybe feed some other ideas of conspiracy. And I believe that there was some conspiracy involved, but perhaps not in the same way that most people do. With regard to the specific events of Riyadh's death, in retrospect, all his activities leading up to the time of his death appear to have been organized in order to take care of his affairs. He was carefully putting his affairs in order and turning over responsibilities and bank accounts and passwords and web accounts and all this sort of thing to other people that were close to him, including myself. And so that's an indication that he was trying to control events. And I, as far as what happened the very evening of his disappearance and his death, I was the one who had the very last conversation with him. And within a few hours after that, his wife called me and said, "We've reported him missing. Nobody can find him," and so forth. And and then the next call that I got regarding this was from a police detective or investigator who said that they were following up on her report, her missing persons report. And he said that they did have some new information. The new information was that they had traced the cell phone signal and into the general area. And they found his car, and the car was unlocked, but the door closed. And on the seat of the car were the car keys and his cell phone.
Why would he not leave a note if he did bound himself?
I'll come to that.
Can we go back to your last conversation with him, since you were the last to talk to him, sir?
Okay. But here's something that didn't make the news very much, because the one thing that this investigator told me was that they had a photographic record of some of his last moments, because in these situations they look for like ATM surveillance cameras and things like that, and they found a convenience store across the street, I think it was, that did have a camera that captured some of what happened. And that camera captured him driving up, sitting there for a period of time, then getting out of the car and walking in the direction of the lake, then returning to the car, getting in the car for a briefer period of time, and then getting out of the car again and going to the lake. And that that second time was corresponded to the time that he called me.
Have you seen this footage?
I haven't seen the footage myself. I think his family has seen it, but it's in Austin, so they can.
Well, that's big. We're seeking the truth here. It looks like some dirty dealing to me, but you're saying and you're the treasurer of the organization. Tell us about the organization.
Well, the organization was set up by Riyadh to a large extent. It was a one-person show, although there were he had volunteers who contributed in various ways to that, including and especially in Palestine, where he had people who were working on the projects that the organization supported.
But okay, let's get into the part of what he said to you, and we appreciate your time, sir.
Sure.
On the phone right before he reportedly killed himself, and then expand from there what you do believe is a conspiracy.
Well, as it turns out, it was a very routine conversation that he just asked if I had followed up on his, if I had seen his emails that he had sent earlier, and I said yes, and then I said to him, well, he was about ready to go. Whenever he was on the phone, it was like he wanted to always get off the phone as quickly as possible, as if he was busy or something. And so you could never get in a word edgewise with him most of the time. And I said, wait a minute, don't go. I said, I've got some good news. And the good news is that the account that I set up for PCWF in California had started to receive donations, because he was worried about that, that no donations had come into this new account that I'd set up, because donations used to come in on a regular basis. Well, I said, not only did we receive a donation today, but it was $1,000. And he said, oh, was it from so-and-so? And I looked at it, and I said, just a second, let me find it. And he said, oh, it doesn't matter. And I said, no, wait. So I looked it up, and I gave him the name of the person who had sent the donation, and it wasn't the same as the one that he thought. And he said, oh, okay, that's great. I'm glad to hear it, so forth. And he said, okay, take care of yourself. And that was the end of it. It was a very routine conversation in many respects.
Well, let me just say this. He had the FBI after him. They detained him. They'd gone through his house and business, taken all his books and things, and gone through all his papers. And so if he is being investigated and people involved with sending school books and money to Palestine and other things are getting arrested, of course he would start phasing out and moving himself out of the business. And then we have Israel saying in UPI and AP, what, 5-6 years ago, that they would kill people in the U.S. supporting Palestine or, you know, any terrorist connections. I'm not saying Israel did it. I'm saying we have to look at that. I mean, his legs are bound. His arms are bound. He's got stuff over his eyes. And then you're saying that, I mean, maybe he was meeting somebody at the lake who was going to give him a big donation. I mean, I'm just saying the police always have, and it's come out before, they made it look like Bobby was killed by Sirhan Sirhan. And then now it's come out that three CIA guys were there and they've admitted they killed him. Or, you know, they made it look like Kennedy was killed by one guy, and now it's admitted that he wasn't. I'm just saying that just because he was getting accounts shifted over to other people, that I don't think proves that he wasn't suicided.
No, I don't think it does. But anybody who knows Riyadh would know that he would never allow himself to be controlled by other people. And that I think is the real issue, and that's where the conspiracy part comes in.
Well, you think they knew his psychology and tried to push him over the edge?
Not necessarily, but I know. But I don't think they knew his psychology that well. You have to really be intimate with him to understand that. And I don't think they cared. As long as they destroyed him, that was what they wanted.
And they did.
Yeah, and he knew that he was essentially being destroyed. The mere fact that they took away his records and papers and all that sort of thing, and put some controls on his bank account and took away his passport, all of that meant that they were in the process of destroying him. Now, they never found enough evidence to indict him or arrest him, But,
well, they always take everything so you can't fight back. It's part of siege.
Exactly. So that is what was of concern to him, that basically they were destroying what he had created by doing that. And furthermore, they were making life problematic at minimum for his family. They were going after his family and interviewing them, and he was concerned, and I think there was justification for this.
Now, I've seen the media call him by Raed Hamid or Hamad. Is it Hamidi? How do you pronounce
Riyad
it?
Riyad Hamid.
Hamid. Finally got it right there. Hamid. Gotcha. Sorry.
So anyway, he was very concerned for what was happening to his family, that in effect, the investigators were trying to get at him through his family, and that they were going to accuse his family members of being part of a conspiracy.
Oh, so he did that. You're saying he killed himself to protect his family by destroying the only link.
Yeah, and at the same time, he was to some extent protecting his creation,
I'm not saying I agree with you that they drove him to suicide, but I do see your point, and I do see the Palestinians, it's almost like a cult. What is this cultural thing about?
I think he was a hero for doing what he did, because what he was saying is, I'm not going to let you go through and indict me and create all kinds of suspicions and control my life.
And have a show trial.
Yes, and to maybe make some people doubt me and hate me and all that sort of thing.
Let me get George Butler's comment.
I'm not going to give you control over my life and over my family or anything like that. I'm going to take control. And his way of taking control is not only to take things out of their hands, but also in the manner of ending his life, that he cast suspicion on his enemies. And, I don't by any means want to end the speculation about how somebody might have murdered him. Because that's his legacy.
Yeah, Paul, this is George Butler. I have a couple of comments here. For one, why don't they present the video to us so we can look at it and analyze it, and it could diffuse this speculation about murder.
Yeah, that should be out quickly.
Number two...
Normally they would, by the way.
Number two, we need more details on the bounding of Raed himself. There are reports that says loosely. Was it loosely or was it firmly bound? If he was firmly bound, then it was murder. This loosely thing, I think, was floated to put forward the idea and support the idea of suicide, which I don't agree with on the outset here. It's a possibility, but it's not likely.
Whether it was loosely or tightly, if Riyad really wanted to do it, I think he could find a way to bind himself tightly. I don't know the details of this, but he was pretty ingenious.
So he's going to blind himself and walk down to the lake and throw himself in. It's not consistent. The story that they floated is not consistent with suicide.
Well, as far as I know...
What time did he supposedly do this? Because it's so busy down there.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the details, but it's...
Well, he called you, you're saying, right before he killed himself, or were speculating. I mean, when did he call you?
The call was Monday night, the 14th.
It's easier
around
at night.
7:30 in the evening, my time, which would be 9:30 in Austin.
Well, we know this. We know that Mossad does run around killing people all over the world, do they not?
Well, that's the other thing, that he had reported to me that his neighbor had seen two people with funny accents and guns, automatic weapons that looked like the Galil weapons that that were next door. Now, all I can do is report to you what he said to me. And
he doesn't sound like somebody who makes stuff up. Did you know him to make up stuff?
No, not to make up stuff, but...
Okay, so his neighbor sees people with, quote, funny accents with what looks like Israeli rifles.
Right.
Yeah, the information I have also from my sources say that the neighbors were approached several months before for surveillance. They were trying
exactly.
to set up surveillance.
Yes,
is that correct?
Part of it.
Is that correct?
And some of the surveillance people were these people with funny accents.
Okay, well then, I mean, this,
you're getting
now,
it from
what
teachers.
Is, what,
I've got it
yes,
from two different TV
yes.
stations that heard the scanners that it looked like he'd been tortured.
Okay, okay. And present, if the police want to defuse this the speculation about murder and suicide and all that, give us those tapes. And I want to see the man walking back and forth around there. I just, it's hard to believe. It's unbelievable. It's preposterous, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I think the tapes should be released. I know at one time I was asked not to mention these in interviews because the case was still under investigation. But as far as I'm concerned, because they were still pursuing the idea that he was murdered, and so there were certain things that they didn't want to reveal publicly.
Paul, I know that a lot of this stuff may seem like little points to you, but every little tidbit is big. Specifically, what did he say about men with foreign accents and Israeli-style machine guns at the neighbor's house?
That they were watching and that they had communicated with the
uh-huh.
U.S. investigators.
Well, then we need a full-blown investigation, a very, very, we need to impanel a special.
Look, the Israelis are good.
Yeah.
The Israelis are good. They make it.
I
don't want them killing me and everybody saying I committed suicide. Damn it, I'm not killing myself.
When he told me that, I asked him to take photos of them if possible.
Stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back. Unbelievable.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
right, here's the deal. I got to go look at a bigger office for real estate here at 20 after. So we're going to keep Dr. Morady 10 minutes after. We're going to end the Genesis transmission and do 10 minutes into the next hour for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and, of course, listeners at Infowars.com. So to go over to the Infowars.com audio streams, if you want to hear the last 10 minutes after this hour ends on the network. Give out the Palestinian aid group website for folks that want to learn more, Dr. Lordy.
Okay, the website is PCWF, as in Palestine Children's Welfare Fund, .org. And all of the information of where to send tax-exempt donations is right there.
Okay, I want to make this point. I have made preparations for the government to kill me because I've been threatened and physically attacked, and then they could later spin that to say, oh, look, he was, well, see, you too. Oh, look, he's suicidal. Oh, look, he's bad. He knows that Mossad or Shin Bet or whatever hit team they hired is running around his house. The neighbors are telling him this. Of course, he starts getting ready to die. And a lot of times, what I've been told by people in DEA, CIA, FBI, that when a mafia group hits you, they usually contract for somebody else to do it. They come into your house. It's dark. They say, okay, come with us. You're going to write a suicide letter. We're going to kill your family. You know, watch your daughter get dropped off at school today. I'm going to rape her. I'm going to cut her head off. I'm going to rape her for a couple days before I kill her. Or maybe we'll fly her into Saudi Arabia to a slave brothel. So they might have told him to go commit suicide. I mean, very sophisticated ways to get this done. So all I'm saying is this thing stinks to high heaven, and the cops at first were saying they thought it was suspicious, then they changed their story. All I'm saying is with the what looks like Israelis running around, the surveillance, the harassment, he was getting his doctorate, why would he want to give up on life? I mean, that's my question to you, Doctor.
Well, there's more to it than that. Because the timing of it, I discussed this with Riyadh. I believe that the raid was connected to my cooperation with Riyadh, with another organization, the Free Gaza Movement, that is taking boats into Gaza this summer in defiance of the Israeli blockade. And we were at a stage where he was going to get those boats for us, and him being taken out of the picture at that time with the FBI raid really caused some damage, not complete damage, to what we were doing. So
now we learn how it turned into a military operation, why they probably gave the red light. And again, they're very slick. They say they're the slickest. Comments, George?
Now, what kind of operation was that again? What kind of operation was that?
It was bringing aid supplies on boats.
So, aid supplies, no, but we're taking volunteers in there to end the blockade of Gaza. And this was at a crucial time when he was involved in boat procurement for us.
But this was a charitable type of operation.
It was a human rights operation similar to
no military, no military implications of any kind.
I mean,
no,
you guys have
material
had,
goods.
You guys have had them go over you with a fine tooth comb. I mean, you guys all espouse peaceful, right?
Yeah, of course. But the point is, if they wanted to disrupt our operation and end our operation, that would have been a very good way to do it. And so that's where we believe the Israeli connection came in, that the Israelis fed something to the U.S. investigators in order to cause this disruption. But they've been after him for years. For decades, they've been after him. This is not the first time.
Well, the Israelis were seen running around with machine guns. They did that on purpose to create and instill terror. Doctor, we're going to call you back right now. We'll be back on the other side for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in 1 minute. Thank you, Doctor. Stay there. We're going to call you right back. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. Quite a mystery. Quite a whodunit. Was it the poor Palestinian man, or was it Mossad? Was it FBI? Who knows? We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election.